Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. 2 years after an apartment building in Davenport partially collapsed, killing three people, an investigation into its causes has still not been made public. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports that some residents are still looking for answers.
Although the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation completed a report on the causes of the collapse as early as April 2024, it has not been made public. The Iowa Public Information Board ruled that it is up to the Department of Public Safety whether to release the report. Ezra Sidrin is a resident of Davenport and a retired computer science professor at the University of Iowa. He says the city may have played a role in the collapse.
I and others have filed FOIAs with the Department of Public Safety for the DCI report. And we're hoping to get it this week. And I think that if we do get that DCI report, the city's culpability will be pretty obvious.
Generally, the Department of Public Safety has 10 days to respond to a Freedom of Information Act request. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
A former Rock Island County employee accused of stealing more than $900,000 over 2 decades has pleaded not guilty. 62-year-old Lisa Streeter of New Windsor entered her plea on Tuesday during a preliminary court hearing. Her lawyer also requested she be removed from home confinement and GPS monitoring, but the judge denied those requests and had her surrender her passport. A pretrial hearing is set for June 27th, with a jury trial scheduled to begin in July. Streeter is facing multiple charges, including theft of government property, forgery, and money laundering. Illinois lawmakers want to commemorate the first ever Illinois-born pope with license plates and a statue. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
Republican State Representative Marty McLaughlin wants a statue of Pope Leo XIV built on the Illinois State Capitol grounds. The pope, formerly known as Robert Prevost, was born in Chicago and raised in suburban Dalton. McLaughlin's measure creates the new Pope Leo commemorative license plates to help pay for the statue. It'll cost an extra $27 the first year and $17 every year after that. Most of that will get deposited into a newly created monument fund, which will also accept private donations. The Capitol architect would design the statue, and the Secretary of State would design the license plates. I'm Alex Degman.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is starting 3 child care initiatives, even though the legislature did not approve her child care bill this session. She's establishing grants to create full-day daycare programs for 4-year-olds in preschool, which a spokesperson says will be paid for with federal funding. Reynolds has also started a private donations fund to boost child care worker pay. Her office says that won't involve any state or federal funding. Deanne Cook is president and CEO of the Iowa Women's Foundation and says a similar program tested in 10 communities has been very successful.
That really is the key element we need to grow our childcare, is keeping people employed in that sector. So anything we can do to help increase their wages and make that a position of choice is going to be helpful. And we know that the Child Care Solutions Funds did that.
Reynolds says she's also planning to extend a pilot program that offers child care assistance to child care workers. 4 inmates at the East Moline Correctional Center are among Augustana College's latest graduates. This prison hosted a commencement ceremony on Tuesday for the graduates in the Augustana Prison Education Program, which started in 2021. 31-year-old Jorge Erahan is one of the students who earned a bachelor's degree. He's been incarcerated since he was 17 and says his education has helped reconnect him with his family.
Before this event, it had been 7 years more or less since I saw them. And so to be able to see them, it fills me with so many emotions, so much joy. Truly, it restores to me a sense of being dignified that I did not know for a very long time.
Erahan says he is participating in a work release program starting in July and plans to work in Chicago until he's officially released in 2028. This is WVIK News.